I've got Michael Barlow with me. Michael, the club's first ever piece of silverware, the McClellan Trophy for finishing as the minor premiers. What does that mean to you?
I think there was a trivia question in the record this morning, today, that was about the McClellan Trophy, and that's actually, I had to have a think about what it was actually for, because we all know why we play this game and why we're in the AFL industry. And but, you know, we've got to acknowledge it. It's a big occasion, I suppose, for our fans and supporters, members, corporate partners. But, you know, from our point of view, the real season starts now, and, you know, we'll put ourselves in a really good position with a double chance and a home final. So that was always on the agenda, as much as we probably won't say it. But, yeah, from here, the real season starts for us.
What did you think of today's effort? Because it seemed a little bit sloppy. There was some fumbling from a number of players, a number of kicks that didn't quite hit their targets. How did you assess it?
I thought we came out really, really well. Probably similar to last week. Started really, really well first quarter. Real show of strength and you know, our game plan and ball movement, all that stood up in the first quarter. And, from there were some errors and mistakes made, but... We did have a chat about it as well at the end of the game, that the basics of the game, we'll have to stand up when the heat's really on in the next few weeks. So it's an area we'll continue to drive and improve. You're never 100% satisfied with your skills or what you can contribute to the team. So our focus will just be on continuing to get better, as the NFL players always say. We're here to get better and give ourselves the best chance.
Sound like quite an American sports fan, talking about the second season starting now. Yeah. It's a very NBA sort of phrase. Your own personal performance today, you got an awful lot of it. I think it's no secret that you maybe had a little down period in the middle part of the season. How do you assess where you're at the moment?
Yeah, I think I've been contributing, playing my role as well as possible. I did probably had a pretty poor derby, obviously, and from there, really, really started to play on edge last week, and then this week again. I'm really just stoked to be involved in the team, and thinking about it, I've played with these guys now pretty consistently for the last 4 or 5 years, and you don't want to let that go. You never take it for granted, I'll just, again, as cliche as it will sound, I just want to continue to play my role and be a part of this team and where this team's going. Really proud to be a part of the Fremantle Football Club and just play with basically all of our second families week in, week out, and train throughout the week and get better. It's a really humbling experience to be a part of this group at the moment.
You speak about playing your role. Has that changed? Because when you first came to the club, in my mind, and a few of the experts such as Peter Bell, we thought you were spending more time in the middle, whereas now you seem to be spending a little bit more time off half forward. Has it changed?
Not so much. I've always played, especially under Ross, I've always played the high half forward role with a little bit through the midfield. Elements of my role might have changed later last year and throughout this year. Well, there's always times when I'll get a run through the midfield. I've played predominantly through there today, which was nice, and happy to help out in there while Nathan was out. But the emergence of guys like Lockie Neal, Nick Subin's been huge for us this year, and then Stephen Hill's really elevated himself. So I think Ryan Crowley was the one that made the comment during the week that it's fantastic to see the Fremantle Dockers have a lot more combinations through the midfield this year than we probably relied on in the past, and it might be a reflection of us getting better as a midfield group.
Has it been at all spoken about that if the result panned out like it did today, which it now has, you've won over Melbourne, you've claimed top spot, that you might rest a few blokes and not send them over to Adelaide?
No, it hasn't been mentioned at all, mate.
There's a cheeky grin there.
In reality, no, it hasn't at all. I know the media already spruced it up probably a week, two weeks ago from now, but from our point of view, I just spoke before about how humbled you are to be involved in this group. You don't want to let it go for a second. So from a player's point of view, we're always really driven to perform and contribute. But match committee will sit this week, see how everyone's feeling and faring. But again, you don't want to flirt too much with a winning formula. So Port Adelaide in 6 days' time. So short rest for us as well. So the focus and emphasis will be on recovery heading into that one.
The great thing from here, you spoke about the second season, is that from here, say players are rested, I mean, they have a week off next week or whether they play, then they're at home. If you win the first week, at home again, and then a home prelim. So you might not travel for somewhere in the vicinity of 3 to 4 weeks before you make it to the big dance, all things going to plan. For us who are not AFL players, how big a deal is that? How big a difference will it make for your body?
Yeah, it's something probably haven't thought about too much, because you do get used to the routine of being, you know, a West Australian team, West Coast now South. We'll travel every second week, and it is a long flight. It's an 8-hour round trip to the eastern states, but we really embrace it, and we've got, you know, best practice from a sports science point of view. But you do mention that, you know, giving ourselves a double chance and a home final, that we really do set ourselves up to stay at home for a bit, save on the frequent flyers, which won't be the best for the off-season and holiday time, but, you know, really embed ourselves here and, you know, recover at home and get make the most out of that. It's kind of hard to really put a measure on how much it will assist us or impact us, because, you know, we're an anywhere, anytime team, as you've heard forever.
CSPN's logo. I reckon Ross has pinched that. Michael, 6PR zone. Appreciate your time.
Good, mate. Good to talk to you. And, yeah, hopefully see you in the special comments box next year. We won't. Not for the rest of this year.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, mate.